A prayer as we sit. Gracious Lord, give us ears to hear and hearts to respond to your word to us today. For Jesus' sake, amen. It's been a great few days on retreat with our lovely ordinands. Such a vibrant and prayerful group from varying backgrounds and united in their desire to serve Jesus Christ and his church. It's been a privilege to get to know them all, to travel the last stage of their journey to this day and this very special service. You could say today is a serious high, a peak achievement after all those challenges of discernment, selection, and training. And I know that many of you here today have been alongside them in those journeys, and that you understand and share in the cost of the commitment and the depth of vocation which has brought them to this point. But there is still that big question: what makes them do it? Why would you jeopardize a comfortable home, a lucrative career? Why would you offer to spend Sundays serving the church instead of a lie-in with the papers? And Monday evenings at PCC rather than your favourite new box set, or for the next 2 weeks catching up on Wimbledon? Why would you put serving others before personal satisfaction and life goals, or allow their needs to disrupt your plans and convenience? Why would you willingly and joyfully, as our deacons do today, go where God sends you? Which may, in my experience, be to places and people you would never before have chosen and now feel compelled to love and pray for. I hope that as we consider our first reading, especially, we will begin to understand why, both for these ordinands and for ourselves, and the demands and choices that we all face in our lives. The prophet Micah brings an invitation, which itself comes from the prophet Isaiah. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. In some ways, we've all accepted that invitation this morning, making our way up Stag Hill to this beautiful cathedral, which stands witness to God over the city, the university, and the A3. In coming here, we join the stream of pilgrims to this building ever since its founding. And the stream of pilgrims in my hometown of Durham, who will be climbing another hill to another cathedral, which likewise stands witness above the city and the university, and across to the Northeast Main Line, where the observant traveller can find out exactly why Durham exists. These very buildings speak of the prophet's invitation. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Come. It's an invitation for everybody, whether you're a frequent worshipper or an absolute beginner, a confirmed Christian or a convinced skeptic. Come, let us go. We travel together with friends, family, worshippers and pilgrims, and with Jesus, who sent the Holy Spirit to be within his followers, just as he was with those two disciples along the road to Emmaus on the first Easter day. And as we journey on together in our homes and workplaces, our churches, schools, hospitals, prisons, local communities, we may recognize Jesus among us and see his glory, God's light and hope in each other. Whether or not you're a Christian, maybe you sense there's something going on here. Today and day by day, where you live and work. I hope so. Come, let us go up. That's an invitation with a universal pull to go up in the world, up the career or property ladder. We like to be on the way up, avoiding those social and economic snakes, of course. And in our leisure time too, we can be driven by that desire to aim higher and push ourselves to the limit. Do you know it's estimated that 900 or so people have climbed Mount Everest this year? Given the short season for such attempts, it's no wonder there are queues to the summit and an infamous photo on social media of the Everest traffic jam with all its dangers, sometimes fatal. Everest itself is becoming just another peak experience, excuse the pun. But that desire to go up was also expressed on Friday night at the Glastonbury Festival. Thousands of fans sang along with George Ezra. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. It's a great anthem for today. And it seems that whether it's sub-zero temperatures or Somerset sun, we're all dreaming of a mountaintop where we can feel like a someone, where we can find out and become who we really are. So the prophets speak again for today. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. We are invited to ascend a mountain which will last forever, to meet the Creator God, who, as Paul put it, is far above all might, majesty, dominion, and power. And yet God, who became a human being in Jesus, sees, cares, and loves you and me, and invites us to be with him on his mountain, in his presence. None of us may ever stand on the summit of Everest, but we are all invited to come up to the highest, most amazing and awesome place, with God as his beloved children, chosen, loved, and free. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. When our children were young, we'd often visit their great-grandmother in Dorking. Sometimes on the way to use up some energy, we'd climb Box Hill. And from the top, we could see where we'd come from, which was London, not Durham, in those days, and where we were going. We'd gain a new perspective, as well as a good appetite for Granny's homemade cake. From the mountain of the Lord, we can see further and clearer than ever before. See our homes and loved ones. See the journey we've taken with God, whether we knew he was with us or not. We can perhaps make out the plans God has for our lives and new directions for us to take. As you sense God with us in this service, you are invited to come up, to be welcome in God's presence as we worship in prayer, music, and sacrament. And that is why our ordinands are here today, that call up to God's mountain has drawn them. The call first to be with God, and then to go out and walk in his ways. Ready to walk with others, to mend paths, bridge rivers, follow in the footsteps of Jesus, who is the way. And as the Lord promises through Micah, this will bring justice and peace. In places today as well, where guns and knives hold sway, as spears and swords once did. His justice and peace in our homes and communities, and yes, in our churches too. Our deacons will be ploughing and pruning, working for fresh starts and new growth, wherever and however the Holy Spirit guides them. May we who support them today also learn the Lord's ways and walk in his paths. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. and let us too, with all God's people, affirm and live the prophet's words. We will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. Amen.